Los Angeles Deputy City Attorney Don Vincent, who's representing the police officers and other defendants in the civil rights suit, including Police Chief Darrell F. Gates and Mayor Tom Bradley, could not be reached for comment after the trial recessed Wednesday. Judge J. Spencer Letts has not yet ruled on whether Yagman will be able to call Beau to testify. In trial testimony Wednesday, a parade of former top managers of the police department testified briefly about their roles in running the department, some going back to the early 1960s. Yagman called 13 former members of the Civilian Police Commission and 3 former police chiefs in an attempt to bolster the lawsuit's contention that the SIS, a secretive unit that places criminal suspects under surveillance, is a death squad that has operated for 25 years because commissioners and chiefs have exercised little control over the department. According to testimony, the unit has been involved in 45 shootings since 1965, killing 28 people and wounding 27. Most of the former commissioners testified that they considered the appointed post a part-time job, and 4 testified they never knew of the SIS while they were members of the commission. Former Chief Tom Redden, who held the top job from 1967 to 1969, said in brief testimony that he had known of the unit's existence but had never investigated its activities. Roger Murdoch, who served as interim chief for 6 months in 1969, said he thought the SIS unit was formed to investigate the assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy. Yagman did not ask Senator Ed Davis, Republican from Santa Clarita, who was police chief from 1969 to 1978, about the SIS. Instead, he asked how Davis viewed the role of the police commission during his time as chief. "I might have been wrong, but I always thought they were my bosses," Davis said. "They were tough bosses. I danced to their tune. I wanted to keep my job for a while." Note: FBI agent Richard Beau refused to testify about his investigation of the SIS and was held in contempt of court. The agent immediately appealed, and the contempt order was reversed by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The trial then resumed after a month's delay without his testimony. Christopher Report. It cuts both ways. Courts. The findings of the City Commission panel could work against L.A. when jurors rule in police brutality suits. February 4th, 1992.